On a regular basis, law enforcement officials are tasked with finding out what happened to people who are missing without explanation from their homes and communities. The problem is significantly more dramatic among the indigenous population. In response, the FBI in Albuquerque, New Mexico last month released a list of missing Native Americans in that state and on the Navajo Nation. The list included more than 170 people. As part of increasing the possibility of more people knowing about it, the FBI produced a radio PSA in the Navajo language. Earlier, I spoke with Frank Fisher, longtime public affairs specialist for the FBI in New Mexico, and began by asking him about the timing of compiling and releasing the list publicly now.
There were a lot of reasons for us to do this project. Probably the most important reason was that it was the right thing to do, and we could do it. We have been in close contact with our state MMIWR, that's Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and Relatives Task Force. We have been in close contact with them, and we saw a need, a way we can contribute. When it comes to analyzing data, to crunching numbers, nobody does it better than the FBI. So this was a chance for us to make a significant contribution to this issue.
The biggest contribution, I suppose, is leading to resolutions. How can a list like this help bring resolution to a lot of these cases?
We have been pleasantly surprised at the amount of calls we have received, the amount of input from the public about the cases we have put out. Of course, the local law enforcement agencies will be getting most of those calls because they're the ones who file the missing person reports. But we are getting a positive swell of calls and input from the public. There are a lot of people out there concerned about their loved ones who are missing. Significantly, there are a lot of people who thought that their loved ones were on the missing person list. And they find out they're not because, for whatever reason, their names were never put on or they were taken off the National Crime Information Center database. So this is a way for them now to know whether or not their loved one is sincerely being looked for.
Just how significant a problem is this in our Southwest region?
The FBI looks at the same media reports that the public does. We see that there are a number of people who are concerned about this issue. We have been working with the Navajo Nation for over 100 years, covering crime and working with our partners there. We know the concerns the people on the Navajo Nation have. And on our 19 pueblos around the state, there is sincere concern. We always heard anecdotally that this person was missing or that person was missing. This is the first time now that we actually have the data that we can put out there to the public.
Can you explain for us just how the FBI works with both tribal and non-tribal law enforcement on this kind of investigation? Is it any more complex than it would be with any law enforcement organization because we're talking about some tribal situations?
The FBI has extremely good relationships with our Native American partners here in New Mexico. And that is a question that often comes up because we're asked, well, is this a model for other states? We think there's a lot of things we're doing here that will be applicable to other states, but ultimately other states have to customize it to their situation. And it's important to point out that based on initial data, Native Americans in New Mexico are twice as likely to go missing than other folks. So this is an extremely serious issue. We do have some good news, though. One person, it looks like one person already will be able to be taken off the list because that person has come home and is safe. Had that list not been put out, who knows if we would have had that resolution. So far, it's just a week into it. So far, so good.
I understand earlier this year, the Albuquerque office had a radio ad in the Navajo language.
If we can find different ways to reach the public, to get that information out, whether it's in the Navajo language, we have posters, we have radio ads, Facebook ads, in the Navajo language, we'll do it in whatever language we can to reach the people. We are also starting to add audio clips in Navajo to these posters because we understand a lot of people who speak Navajo may not be able to read it. I have been the public affairs officer here for 12 years, and my goal is to set foot on the Navajo Nation and not meet one person who says they did not know we were looking for this missing person or trying to solve this unsolved homicide.
Are there more data points you're hoping to find, or should we just see how this goes first before that next step?
It's important to note that this list is only a start. We have some of the brightest people in the FBI working on this list right now to improve it, to possibly add more fields, to make it more user-friendly, whatever it takes so it's more useful. That's what we're concentrating on right now. If something else comes along and it helps us to solve these cases, to bring closure to these families, we'll do it in a heartbeat. We are passing all the information we get, any investigative leads regarding this list, to the local law enforcement agencies to help them out too. So this is not just an FBI list. This is a law enforcement list that we're working with all our partners on.
So Frank, we talked about the list as it stands now, and we also talked about the ad in the Navajo language. What other points are you thinking about going forward to make this effort truly successful?
We want people to know if their loved one is on this list, and this list is available at FBI.gov/MMIP. If your loved one is on that list, rest assured the FBI is checking that name against databases, against leads all over the country. We are working to find that person. If your loved one is not on that list and you want that person to be on your list, be on the list who is missing, you need to reach out to your local or tribal law enforcement agency and tell them that your loved one is missing and needs to be on that list. If you think your local law enforcement agency needs some help, contact the New Mexico Attorney General's office and they'd be glad to give them help.
That is Frank Fisher of the FBI's Albuquerque office. Frank, thank you so much.
Thank you, Steve. Thank you for giving us this time.